big, big question. We had Monday Night Raw here in town last night. Before we get into what's happening at the end of the month here in Nashville, how are plans being worked out as far as bringing WrestleMania here to Nashville?
I tell you, though, it's one, and I've told you this before, one I'd really like to see our city host. It's an unbelievable event that takes over every aspect of the city, and economic impact and tourism impact is off the charts. So we're trying. They don't plan many years out with our hotels and convention center. You need the arena. You need the stadium. You need a lot of facilities to coordinate an event of that size. Some people kind of laugh about it, but it is a major impact event and one that's always on our radar to kind of continue to chase.
All right, let's turn our attention to this year's Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. One of our listeners had a couple of questions. First, is the Music City Bowl locked with the ACC and the Gator Bowl locked with the Big Ten this year?
Well, I would never use the word locked because I think when we created the deal that we wanted to create maximum flexibility to have hopefully a selection process that benefited both cities and both conferences in nearly every year, and it has. But the intent of the agreement would direct us to the ACC this year and Jacksonville, the Big Ten, as the premise of the agreement was to have three years of each conference in each city. We've had three Big Ten so far. We've had two ACC, Notre Dame and Louisville, in the first 2 years. So, you know, and with all intent to honor those agreements, then yes, we would be aligned in those ways. However, we've all, in the very beginning when negotiated, we did kind of leave ourselves an out to say, hey, if we just had a matchup that just didn't make sense or was a really hard fit or is a repeat or a rematch, we could all check off and move the other direction. So we'll see how that plays out. But I would say, for the most part, we've always been somewhat more focused on the ACC this year to fulfill the intent of the agreement.
All right, so last week the SEC had some good news, had some bad news. The good news, Mississippi State, with the win in the Egg Bowl, became bowl eligible. The bad news is that Missouri lost their appeal, and so they're ineligible for postseason. So with that being said, nine teams from the SEC are bowl eligible and ready for the pool. How does that impact not only the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, but some of the other bowls as well?
Well, it's simply numbers. I think it's a very hard process to explain to people now, even though we've been into it for 6 years, that there's a real equality in the bowls, and the process is really designed to really try to put the best team in the best location in the best year possible, and it really keeps some fresh matchups out there. So I'll just go back a couple, 3 years ago, it was probably 16 maybe, where the pool had eight teams to pick for five bowls. That gives you a lot of options and a lot of flexibilities. Multiple teams could fit into different cities and different matchups, and you really could do a lot of creative things as far as, boy, if we had Team X or Team Y, we could do that. So this year, depending upon how many teams, based on not just tonight's ranking, but more importantly the final ranking from the CFP committee on Sunday, could dictate either three or four SEC teams into the New Year's Six. So we could have as little as five teams or as little as four teams in a pool of five bowls. So you just don't have as much flexibility to kind of mix and match, because there'll be some teams in there that very recently played in some of the bowls or just couldn't repeat. So, it's a matter of numbers, and certainly the more the better, because it gives you options, just like in anything. But this year we're just going to have to work through it, and hopefully all the bowls can remain as healthy as possible and really have some good matchups despite the lack of numbers.
Scott Ramsey joining us again. I look at these, let's just say from a recruiting standpoint in athletics, you can recruit up to a certain point, then you get the dead period, and then you wait to see which individuals are going to be coming to play and continue their career with your particular institution. I bring this up as far as from the standpoint of whatever input that you and everybody associated with the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, or other bowls for that matter too, Is there a point where, okay, we've got everything we need from you, and then we'll be making our final decisions coming up on Sunday? Or is it some cases, does this come up to the very last minute as far as some of this decision-making?
It does, and it has, and it can. I would characterize a little bit like what we talk about with our staff. In our world, of our business, there are things that we can control, and certainly we can control how we run the event, how we operate the event, how we can continue to do the things that we do better, and how we can continue to promote our city, our sponsor, and all the great things going on in Nashville. That we can control. Then there are some things that we can influence. We hopefully that we've influenced the perception of wanting to come to Nashville as much as you want to go to any other cities for a bowl destination or for a sporting event, for that matter, at all. And then, you know, there's a second layer of influencing. You're trying to convince the decision makers that we're the right place for them in certain years. So the influence is across the board. And then there's some things where you can't control or influence that you have to react to. And a lot of times in sports, you know, that's the key. And are we prepared on those other things to control and influence, you know, what could be on the rankings or one could be one loss or win that we can't control on the field, but it could dictate the combination of teams that we could look at. So it could come down to Sunday. It has several years. I've gone into some years thinking, man, I went to sleep Saturday night knowing exactly who we're going to have, and we didn't have either team on Sunday.
So wow.
Things can change at the last minute based on either one change in decision, one upset that you didn't expect, or in this case now that a committee ranks them, the rankings can dictate some of the things that happen above you can't control. So, you know, it's exciting. It's also very nerve-wracking to try to plan for that so we're ready to go on Sunday. We've got a lot of scenarios on our plate right now.
Having a chance once again to visit with Scott Ramsey, President and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council and the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. I've never asked you this question, and I'm curious, especially now when we talk about Nashville being a great city as far as a destination city to come visit, and here we are talking about the 22nd annual Music City Bowl as well. But, you know, from a standpoint, I'll use an example. Sometimes there's companies where you have somebody doing the best job with the resources that they have, and so upper management sees that and go, well, they don't need any more help, so we're going to, like, keep throwing, you know, good money at bad situations trying to bring them up. I bring it up because, you know, with Nashville, because of all the hard work, and there's so many individuals, so many businesses, so many volunteers that have put Nashville in this situation, I wonder if, you know, we talk about keeping the bowls healthy across the landscape, where it could hurt, you know, like your particular bowl, for example, because, well, we know that Nashville, people will come to Nashville no matter what, you know, no matter what two teams are there. Let's try to help, you know, boost up another bowl in another city. Do you ever face that?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know if we faced it from that perspective. I think I still feel like a little bit of an underdog, you know, in some of this. And the perception that, you know, from 30 years ago when there were only 15 games, you know, the Florida, the Southern California, the Phoenix, the Dallas, the New Orleans, the destinations that you grew up with or our generation grew up with, and still today kind of has that perception over maybe some newer markets like Atlanta, Nashville, maybe Orlando a little bit. Vegas is going to have a great destination with a new stadium. You know, some of us that have kind of emerged, you still feel like a little bit of an underdog. And I think that mentality has always been us. And I think we've always just kind of kept our head down and do the things that we do well. I think we've been benefited a little bit, Johnny, on that, in that the fan reaction to coming here has bubbled up to the decision makers saying, man, you know, I can take a lot of fans. We can create a great environment for our university. We can create a great environment for our players. And, you know, that means a lot in this particular, in the bowl scenarios and for events in general. So, you know, I think with the change of people wanting to hop in their car, have a short flight geographically and as a destination for fun for 3 or 4 days, I think Nashville has really kind of emerged. And hopefully we can take advantage of that and kind of continue to build on it.
You know, and this may be down the road, you know, 8, 10 years, 15 years, whatever the case may be. But looking at the future of the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, as far as potentially one day being in that conversation for one of the, you know, the New Year Day bowl games, for example, and getting in that conversation about, you know, potentially being a host site for one of the playoff games, is that something down the road that's it's certainly a possibility for what you and your staff and the city is involved with?
Well, I think so. I don't think we've ever shied away from pursuing a big event and thinking big. And I think the opportunity to host maybe a national championship game, you know, here in Nashville is certainly a very doable event for us. You know, I think there's some factors right now that are probably limiting us a little bit. When you look at the domes and you look at the controlled environments of some locations, given, you know, the middle of January weather, you know, that's, again, one thing I can't control, but we could control. We've got everything but, and I certainly know we could host that event. So I think when you look down the road, I think the pump the brakes comment is let's wait and see how they restructure or if they do expand the playoff beyond this next contract period in 2025. We just finalized our next 6-year agreement. We're moving up in the selection order with the Big Ten. We're going to go exclusively Big Ten SEC. We'll have some of the best matchups in the next 6 years that we've seen, at least on the national perspective, rank, because we'll have a lot of ranked teams, I believe, come in here. You know, and that'll kind of build, and we'll see what position we're in to chase, quote unquote, you know, New Year Six / national championship kind of competition, you know, in 4 or 5 years when they start opening up and looking at the next cycle.
By the way, if for some reason Georgia surprises LSU and the SEC gets two teams like they did 2 years ago in the 4-team playoff, how does that impact the selections as far as the Music City Bowl?
Well, I think the impact, Johnny, is going to be more in where the final ranking of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 are. And, you know, that's going to impact whether the SEC gets 3 or 4 into the New Year Six, more important than the top four. You know, I just, it's the way it's been, you know, in most years, because some of those at-large or contractually replaced spots are tied to the rank order of the CFP. In this particular case, you know, the last pick will be the at-large selection in the Cotton Bowl, and that'll be after, you know, 6 conferences fill their contracted slots. So where that 8, 9, 10, 11 ranking is going to be as important to us, or maybe more important than the top four.
And I don't know. I mean, I know you can't really comment on it, but, you know, looking at it from an SEC standpoint, I would probably say at this point, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi State, probably in that order, representing
the
SEC.
Yeah, well, I don't know in the order, Johnny, but I certainly think those three are the only really ones that make logical sense for us, given that we had Auburn last year. And I just, you know, we had a great experience with Texas A&M a few years ago. I don't feel like they're probably a better fit over one of those three you mentioned this year, given the other cities like Houston and some of those that are involved with the bowl system or the pool system. You know, I certainly think everybody circled Tennessee. I mean, you know, this year, I mean, you talk about catching a team on an uptick, regardless of record. You know, I don't think you see many of those, you know, 5 in a row, 6 out of 7, kind of have opportunities to do that. And I think everybody feels that way. You know, I think Kentucky's a great story. We had Kentucky a couple years ago. They played here a couple weeks ago. You know, that might be something where they feel like, you know, maybe it's time to take a little break from Nashville. So we'll have those conversations the next 3 or 4 days, and we'll see kind of where the matchups fall. I don't think we can go wrong with any three of those, and we'll see kind of how it plays out.
One of the things that's always a nice selling point from a coaching standpoint is the fact that all you got to do is just look at it, and maybe it's just luck, but whatever the reasons, just like Auburn last year, you know, teams that usually win the Music City Bowl end up using that as a stepping stone for the next year. We saw it with Auburn this year. They're 9-3. Their only 3 losses were to 3 teams currently ranked in the top 9 in the country. Not too shabby there, but that has just been one of those historic trends with the Music City Bowl.
It really has. No, you're right. And, again, that's why I think, you know, sometimes the records, given the selection, is less important than a matchup. You know, I think they're between 7-8 wins in the conferences. Sometimes a matter of how hard your non-conference schedule is, or, you know, one missed field goal or something. So we've certainly had our share of launching pad kind of games and teams over the years, and, you know, we may have another one this year.